Alder Fox.
President Kimball and my beloved brothers and sisters, no one has ever come to this calling with a greater sense of inadequacy than I do at this time. In the sweet agony of the pondering, in the long hours of the days and the nights since last Thursday, I have had the feeling of being completely unworthy and unprepared. I understand that a chief requirement for the holy apostleship is to be a personal witness of Jesus as the Christ and the divine Redeemer. Perhaps on that basis alone, I can qualify. This truth has been made known to me by the unspeakable peace and power of the Spirit of God. I acknowledge the soothing and sustaining love of my beloved Ruth, who is as much a part of me as my heart and soul. I wish to express my deep love and affection for each member of our family. I first learned the names of the ancient and modern apostles in primary. My mother was one of my teachers. I am certain that never in her wildest dreams did she ever think that any of those she taught would one day sit in the council of the special witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was born with partial colorblindness. I have learned to love all of the people in the countries where I have been as a missionary, soldier, general authority, regardless of the color of their skins. I hope to be a disciple after the manner and example of President Kimball and the others in their love for the humble, the downtrodden, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the poor in spirit. For I am mindful that if we forget these, we can in no way be his disciples. We mark with sadness the passing of our beloved friend and associate, Elder Delbert L. Stapley. No one can ever take his place in our affection and in our hearts. I express appreciation for the support and love of President Kimball, President Tanner, President Romney, President Benson, and all of the 12. To President Franklin D. Richards and all of our brethren of the First Quorum of 70 and other general authorities, I express my continuing love and appreciation. I pledge to God and his prophet, President Kimball, my life and whatever energy and little ability I may have, fully and completely and without reservation, for I know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. I know that the Savior knows that I know that he lives. So I willingly accept the call, the keys, the charge, and promise to do the best I know how. In the sacred name of Jesus Christ, amen.